Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The formula for what might and might not get done in Washington was completely thrown out following President Donald Trump's decision to dump FBI Director Jim Comey. If you're a betting man and you're looking for action in Washington this spring, summer, or fall, short the legislative system, it's hard to see a move toward bipartisan support for any of Trump's top initiatives right now. Democrats and many Republicans are enraged at Trump for firing the FBI director. Leave aside any lingering concerns with Jim Comey's performance. The optics of firing Comey the way Trump did is almost too reckless to believe, according to insiders we've spoken to.
The criticism isn't limited to just Democrats. Senate Intelligence Chairman Richard Burr, who is leading the Senate's Russia probe, said he was troubled by the timing and reasoning of Director Comey's termination. Senator John McCain said he was disappointed by Trump's action and renewed his call for a special congressional committee to investigate Russia's attempts to influence the American political system. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker, a Trump ally, said Comey's removal at this particular time will raise questions. And Senator Jeff Flake, up for re-election next, said on Twitter that, "I spent the last several hours trying to find an acceptable rationale for the timing of Comey's firing. I just can't do it."
Senate Democrats who raised Nixon, Watergate cover-ups, and the infamous Saturday Night Massacre Tuesday night will hold a special caucus Wednesday morning to discuss the situation. Trump defended his actions in a late-night tweet, tweeting that Chuck Schumer recently said he did not have confidence in Comey, and then, quote, "act so indignant. Hashtag drain the swamp."
In the short term, the questions are as follows. Number one, why was Comey fired? Number two, what does it mean for the FBI's Russia probe? And number three, who will replace Comey at the FBI and when?
It's pretty simple to see what Trump needs right now. He needs a Neil Gorsuch selection at the FBI. Selecting Gorsuch was by far the best political moment of Trump's presidency. He needs to find somebody just like that at the FBI.
To his credit, Trump did call Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senator Lindsey Graham, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Senator Dianne Feinstein, ranking member on Judiciary, before the firing was announced. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of consultation with the Hill before the decision was actually made. One big thing to watch today, Trump is slated to meet in a closed session in the Oval Office with the Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sergei Lavrov.
Comey, who was in Los Angeles when he found out he had been fired, was supposed to speak last night in Hollywood at a recruiting event for FBI special agents. The reaction among FBI agents was dramatic. Agents were in tears as the news spread yesterday. Don't expect the controversy to die down. CNN is reporting that Senate Russia investigators have sent a request to the Treasury Department's Criminal Investigations Division for any information relating to Trump, his top officials, or campaign aides.
We are out in San Francisco today to hold a conversation this evening with House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, California Attorney General Javier Becerra, and Representative Eric Swalwell. We hope and expect they'll make news. Our colleagues Alex Eisenstadt and Gabe DeBenedi have a good curtain raiser on how California is taking center stage in the battle for the House majority. Look for us to ask each of the public officials how they see this state shaking out in 2018.
Jenna Sakwa, a longtime CBS news hand, is heading to Speaker Paul Ryan's office as the head of media affairs. And Jim Clapper, the former director of national intelligence, has joined the Center for New American Security as the distinguished senior fellow for intelligence and national security. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.